A new study by the London-based International Institute for Environment and Development, IIED, says over half of all urban dwellers in Malawi do not have adequate access to water. The study says the problem is severe in townships, which are home to about 60% of the urban population. The research was sponsored by the Scottish Government. It shows that only a quarter of the households in the 9 urban settlements surveyed had individual water connections. Half relied on water bought from water kiosks, some which are open for only a few hours a day. 13% of the households bought water from neighbors who have running water. The rest take it from unsafe sources, including polluted wells. Timothy Nkandawili is a resident of Katoto in the northern city of Nzuzu.
In entire Zambia, in the majority of Chito, chifuwa jawuti ndi matonga mazi kutai.
He says he often go to work late because he cannot access water from the nearby tap, which is always dry. Instead, he collects water every morning from a dug well half a kilometer away. Nkandawili says erratic water supply is forcing urban residents to fall back on unsafe water sources. Some people draw water in buckets from swamps. The study's findings contradict statistics published by the government of Malawi, which show that near all urban citizens have access to safe water and sanitation. The IIED statistics also put at risk the government's effort to meet the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. They call for dramatic improvement in access to clean water and sanitation in developing world. The Malawi government 2007 MDG report says access to water in urban areas has improved significantly from 47% in 1992 to 75% today. The country's principal secretary for water development, Andrina Nchera, says Malawi is working tirelessly to achieve the MDGs by 2015. She told the local media the government is working to ensure that 80% of Malawians have access to clean water and improved sanitation by 2015. President Pingwa Mutharika told a press conference in Lilongwe he's optimistic that come 2015, his government will probably implement some, if not all, of the MDG's objective, including those that call for access to clean water.
We are lucky in Malawi because we are smart enough as a nation. In the priorities, within priorities that we designed, we made sure that they coincide with MDGs. So that when we implemented our priorities, we also implemented MDGs. That's why I'm comfortable that come 2015 we'll make it.
It's not unusual to see women and girls balancing buckets of water on their heads in the rural communities of Malawi. They are collecting water from rivers, communal wells, and boreholes quite a distance from home. However, the practice now stretches to the country's many cities of Lilongwe, Blantyre, and Nzuzu. Beatrice Sumani is a resident of Mbayani Township in Blantyre.
Kuno kutaoni mazi mavutikira.
She says she don't see the difference between living in town and rural areas these days, because like in the rural areas, they also walk long distances searching for safe water since most of the taps are dry. She says sometimes women resort to fetching water from unsafe sources like rivers and open wells, most used without any disinfectants like chlorine. Sumani says many women who are traditionally responsible for collecting water tend to be late for work if they have jobs because they have to spend many hours in the early morning scouting for water to drink, wash and cook. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.